Post-game with Matt Darlow, after a 4-2 loss in Blackburn Ice Arena tonight in the Cup. Not a great first period from the Hawks.
Not again, no. We've done that in four or five games now. We didn't do it last week in Telford and we got back to the bad habits today again. I will change our warm-up radically for tomorrow from now on. We can't. Our warm-up will be a lot higher intensity because it's clear that we warm up, we come back, we sit, we cool off because we're not warming up hard enough, and then we go on the first period and we're all out of shape. So
you find yourselves three goals down at the end of the first.
Yeah.
Words said in the dressing room?
Yeah, between a lot of guys. You know, there's a lot of home truths in that. The good thing about this dressing room is it's got a lot of solid leadership. So when one guy pitches in, another guy will back that up, and another guy will back that up. And it's not about pointing fingers. It's very positive in the sense of we're all very blunt with each other and we know we can be.
You did manage to pull that goal back in the second, but then a really early sort of killer blow for you in the third period. Is that what finished you off?
Yeah, I mean, even at that, with this team, even at that sort of level of, you know, the 3-goal lead again, I still thought we had the better of the game after that. It was just, you know, we needed to chase pucks harder than we did, and we needed to finish the game. But it's 3-goal lead is a big lead to come back on.
You've got Whitley in the barn tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's a league game. How are you going to get the guys to pick that intensity up for tomorrow?
We'll change our pre-game warm-up completely now. It'll be higher intensity, higher level of speed, higher work rate, and then when we come to that first period, hopefully we'll carry that straight through.
The quality of the league and obviously the cup this season is so much that you kind of have to pick those home points up in your own barn. Is tonight particularly disappointing?
Yeah, I mean it's always disappointing. This is two games on the bounce where it's not so much the loss, it's the manner of the loss. Three periods of poor hockey against Solihull a couple of weeks ago, and one period of poor hockey cost us tonight. And you know we don't want that in front of our fans.
It is tough, I guess, for the fans, especially when it is a home doubleheader, to kind of pick that up again in your own barn night after night.
Yeah, I mean the big message from us is we'll keep working until we get it right. We're not gonna back off. We're not gonna disappear. We're not gonna hide away from criticism. We'll pick ourselves up and push on.
You've got Patrick for one more game, and is Mr. Bentham available tomorrow?
Rick will be in tomorrow. Patrick won't. This is his final game tonight. So he leaves. He leaves again for Sweden to pick up back with his old team over there, and Rick's in tomorrow. So, but unfortunately, it's another one of those where guys do have lives and work, and unfortunately that caught Rick out today. But you know, it's just he was already planning on being in Solway, so he'd already got his rota sorted.
Well, you'll be seeing us again very soon. The fixture list has been quite weird
front-loaded.
Very front-loaded. Yeah. So we'll catch you again very soon. Thanks for your time.
Brilliant. Thank you.